You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today we got another bonus episode. That's right. You know what? I seen a lot of you signing up from that Balenciaga show we did. And I wanted to sprinkle you with something more. A lot of people trying it out, the VIP section. That 2-week free trial right now. And, here's the real deal. Once a month, I do a bonus episode. Every now and then, I can squeeze out 2, all right? And this is going to be your second bonus show for the month of November. The 2022 American Music Awards aired. And of course, there's Illuminate Confirm. Of course, there's symbolism. Of course, your boy suffered through the whole thing. It felt like it was 6 hours long. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the mass ritual that was the AMAs. All right? And what are we talking about with a mass ritual? We're talking about charging up energy through symbols. That's the idea. We've talked about it many times in the past. We talk about it in the Dark Path. If you look to the occult magician Eliphas Levi, he says there's a magnetic chain. And these symbols will take on a force of their own, and they will propagate themselves. So that's what the idea is. The idea is that we are witnessing Mystery Babylon, as William Cooper would call it, the religion of the occultists, the unholy trinity of Osiris, Isis, and Horus. And we are all the students taking part of the revelation of the method. I mean, there's different ways you could look at this. You could look at it as the Illuminati showing each other their allegiance to this Luciferian religion. You could look at it as the slow indoctrination of the masses. And I don't think you'd be wrong with either one of those. Could be. So let's talk about the 22 AMAs on your second bonus show for November. You know, and who doesn't hate these award shows? We all hate them. I've suffered through them. What do I do? Maybe 4 or 5 of these a year that I watch. Full of pretentious artists and sheep-like behavior. Oh my God. The thing I hate the most about these shows, when the artists are performing, there's this set of the controlled sheeple audience in the front. You know, the celebrities are too cool to really get into it and worship the celebrities. So they'll do this little pit of the sheeple that go in the front to fawn over the celebrities. And look, I'm talking real bold right now. I'm not above it, right? I get starstruck too. I'm sure you've heard it if you heard any of the interviews I've done with the big names. But we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about the sheep, right? The sheep are always in the front. That's what I hate the most about it. But let's get into it. This is going to be a quick show. I just wanted to get this information out before, you know, the world changes very fast. And I will put these images on the Instagram. Instagram.com/IsaacWeisop. You know the drill. Bebe Rexha, she came out. She did that song, you know, and I'm old enough. Eiffel 65 did a song called Blue in, I believe it was 98, 99. I'm blue, you know, that song, right? It's only been 20 years. They're already remaking it, basically. And don't tell me it's not, I know it's not the same song, not the same lyrics. Not the same lyrical content, but it's the same damn song. In fact, I watched a very interesting documentary about the making of that dumb song. And for the life of me, I don't remember what it said. I just remember being fascinated by it. There was an episode of some documentary show, and they talked about the making of the song Blue. Check it out. But Bebe Rexha, she come out. Bebe Rexha. And she did it, the song, in a cube, right? Cube, of course, a reference to Saturn, the constraint of time, the external force of Saturn, We've talked about it many times, right? Talked about Saturn many times. But the cube is also represented, it's, you know, the cube is the 3D version of the square. And the square, when you get into Pythagoras, the first occult secret society, when you get into shapes and geometry, they say that the square is the realm of Earth, or the material realm. And Saturn embodies the forces of constraints, time, measurement, quantification. And you'll see this in the mandalas. They're always cube shapes. The Freemasons talk about being on your square. They stand on the worship of a master will stand on an actual cube. It means being honest with one another if you're on your square. But it's the building block of nature. That's where it started from, the Pythagorean solids, right? And when we're talking about Saturn, because Saturn is represented as Chronos, right? Father Time. And the idea, if you look at the occult history of the world, the occult belief of how the world was created, it was when this Saturnian force introduced itself and introduced the concept of time and measurements, which is what introduced death, or the second law of thermodynamics, if you want to get sciencey about it. All right. And with death introduced, through the introduction of material or matter, the spiritual realm could be contained. So, for instance, the example I would use from Mark Booth's book, The Secret History of the World, and I don't know if any of this is true, it could be just some occult mumbo jumbo, but the idea is that man's brain, the mind, couldn't form thoughts. It couldn't evolve into mankind with a frontal lobe until a skull could surround it. And what's a skull? It's just dead matter. So through death, man could have life. So that's what the cube represents. Now, does that mean Bebe Rexha is into all this stuff? No, I'm sure not. And usually I would not even comment on a cube-shaped thing on a stage. I mean, there's cubes and triangles in the world. They exist. You know what I mean? But this particular 22 AMAs, there's a lot of cubes. So we will talk about it. Machine Gun Kelly, dressed up like a Hellraiser with the spikes all over, compared his foray into the world of rock, because he's talking about how a lot of people give him grief. A lot of people don't like that he does rock music. I actually think it's better than his rap music. I like that emo rock sound now. I used to not. Now I do. But it was interesting, during his acceptance speech, he compares his exploration of the rock genre similar to man going to the moon. And he even says, if we even went to the moon, supposedly, right? So I think Machine Gun Kelly's woke. I think he knows what's up. Then the performer Anita, she came out and performed again with the cube. And there was also a ladder. A ladder, of course, is the symbol of Freemasonry. We talked about this in Kubrick's Code, because in The Shining, you'll notice there's ladders all over the place, in places you wouldn't even expect them to be. The ladder is shown in Freemasonic artwork to symbolize the ascension through the ranks of the initiate. So we see her with the cube and the ladder, and then she moves on to a second stage set, and that one also has a cube. I'm like, how many cubes are we going to do today? How many? Then Wade Brady, who's the host, did a nice plea for the viewers to stop the gun violence. No one listened. It's been nothing but gun violence ever since. Because, you know, the people referring, and he did it in reference to a memorial for Takeoff from the Migos, which we did a show on recently. And my whole thing was like, Wayne Brady, the people in the streets are definitely not watching the AMAs and taking notes from Wayne Brady on gang-related gun violence. But he did. No one listened. You know, because it's America. We love our guns here, unfortunately. I support Second Amendment rights. I myself don't really care for guns. I think they're dangerous. I mean, when you're shooting them, they're fun, right? I think they're fun, but whatever. I don't get into the gun argument too much because I ultimately support the Second Amendment, but I also think that we could put some form of controls on this and not just sell guns to maniacs. But that's a tough slippery slope sometimes. I don't know what the answer is. That's why I don't talk about it. Glorilla, she performed with Cardi B. And guess what she performed inside of? You already know the answer. It's a cube. Then Wade Brady comes out and does his second singing number. And I was like, okay, this is going beyond a shtick. Wayne Brady is pursuing a career in singing. Like, because you know, it's like when there's someone who's joking around about it and they can't sing, it's like funny, right? But when you're decent at singing and you're singing, like, that's not really funny. Like, he's a decent singer. Imagine Dragons, they came out. They did some song. I don't know. They look like a boy band now. I'd never liked Imagine Dragons. It's never been my shtick. I am not a female in college, so it's not for me. But Homeboy came out. He's got he looked like Backstreet Boys. He had like this flowy silk shirt with the button unbuttoned, showing off his perfect abs. And again, same idea as with Wayne Brady, right? He's singing, and he sings well. And it's like, well, that's not that funny. You're just kind of showing us you can sing. Same goes for the dude with the abs, right? When you're showing them off like that, it seems to take the allure away. Like, it's a little too obvious. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe I'm jealous because I can't get abs like that, you know? The Imagine Dragons, though, very Mormon, right? They formed up at BYU here in Utah. I never liked them, but, you know, white girls with big flat-brimmed Smokey the Bear hats, man, they eat it up. They love it. They love Imagine Dragons. As they performed. I'm just talking trash about them. No symbolism there. Lil Baby performed. And just to keep on my negative attitude today, I think Lil Baby's the most overrated rapper of all time. I really do. He's fine. I don't think he's bad. I'm like, dude, why is this like the hottest rapper on the planet? He's just not that good, I don't think. But he performed in what looked like, and I will post the image, you gotta look for yourself. It looked to me like it was an inverted pentagram. It looked identical to it. And the inverted pentagram, of course, used in the sigil for the Church of Satan as the Baphomet, because the goat has the two ears up top. That's like the bottom part of the star. And then it had like ears for the side, and then the goatee for the bottom point, the inverted point. Kind of looked like an inverted pentagram to me based on the lights. You'd have to look for it yourself. Taylor Swift, she won like everything, right? And this continues with the mystique of Taylor Swift and all the things going on with Kanye West right now. You know, Kanye West, he just got in trouble today for allegedly he was showing naked images or racy images of his own wife when they were married to people he worked with at Adidas. What a strange dude. Anyways, she won like everything. Harry Styles, though, he won favorite pop song for As It Was, which is a great song. You know, I think I've got a man crush on Harry Styles. I don't know what's happening here. I was raving about him during Don't Worry, Darling, the film analysis, right? But then I watched the next movie he put out. What's it called? The Policeman? I hated it. I thought it was trash. It was just boring. It was so boring. And my comment on Letterboxd was something about how there's never been two gay dudes in human history that were this boring. Because it's about he's a gay dude and he's with another gay dude. It's just so boring. I'm like, you know, I'm friends with gay dudes and they're some of the funnest people on the planet because they don't, you know why? Here's my unqualified opinion. I think it's because gay dudes don't really have, they don't really harness that toxic masculinity thing. Like when I'm in a room with a bunch of regular straight hetero dudes, there's a certain, I don't know what it is, little vibe check we do on each other. Like you got to watch what you say and do. You can't, you know, it's always a contest. It's always a contest, right? I don't like that it's that way. It just is. And I feel like gay dudes are great because they don't like subscribe to that bull crap. You know what I mean? Show's going off the rails. So Harry Styles wins. Favorite pop song, and I'm excited for him. I'm cheering him on. But then Cynthia on the Patreon team, she tries to tell me there's a conspiracy about Harry Styles, that his hair isn't real. I said, say it ain't so. I look it up. There might be some truth. That might not be his real ass hair. I'm going to read to you. Man, I didn't catch the website. Doesn't matter. In July, a blind item by celebrity gossip page Du Mois said an A-list singer and occasional actor had gone almost completely bald and was hiding it with a toupee. The post added, his hairpiece is so lifelike that only a good eye could pick it out. Shortly afterwards, people guessed that it was about Harry Styles, and theories quickly went viral on TikTok. In one video with over 6 million views, Harry fan Abigail Henry argued, he did say when he goes out in public and doesn't want to be spotted, it's really easy to do. And if he were bald, it would be in fact very easy to do. If I find out we are being robbed of bald Harry, I'm going to throw hands. She also did edits of Harry with no hair to see what it would look like. Blah, blah, blah. Discussing the rumors of Rolling Stone, Harry explained that his friend and collaborator Kid Harpoon informed him about the theories. Laughing, Harry said, he's completely obsessed with it. He won't stop sending me messages about people trying to work out if I'm bald. Harry then shut down the speculation by confirming that he hasn't gone bald for now, at least. He explained, what is it with the baldness? It skips a generation or something, right? If your granddad's bald, then you'll be bald. Well, my granddad wasn't bald, so fingers crossed. I don't know. I've seen the pictures of people showing that woof that he has in his hair. Maybe. It might be fake news. Finally, I know we're already at finally. Sad. That's why it's your second bonus show. It's a little mini bonus. I'm going to call it mini bonus. So that when you open this podcast episode up, you won't be disappointed that it's only 20 minutes long. But I did want to talk about it because there's stuff worth talking about. Finally, Lionel Richie honored with the Icon Award. Didn't he just get a big award on like the BET Awards or something like that? Also, what's going on with him? Is he about to die? What's happening? But he's great. He deserves it. I like Lionel Richie. Hell, I might go listen to him now. I got to go clean up. I got to go clean the house. Anyway, they finished up the show with Stevie Wonder, who still looks amazing. How old is the guy? 90? Stevie Wonder. And then here comes Wayne Brady back on to croon one more time. And I'm just like, you know, I didn't like Wayne Brady when he was on that 90s show where they ad-lib. What do they call that? You know what I'm saying. But then I liked him when he did Chappelle because I thought that was funny because he was able to riff on himself. Then I see him with all this singing and I'm like, I don't know, dude. I don't know, he's fine. So anyway, that's the whole show. That's all the symbolism. In conclusion, and the only big drama from the whole night was that they canceled Chris Brown. Chris Brown, one of the first waves of canceled culture. He was supposed to do a Michael Jackson tribute. Apparently, they canceled him. Don't know why. They don't know if it's, you know, the first cancellation when he domestically abused Brianna, which is why I stopped listening to him. I canceled his ass. That's right. But you know, I don't advocate for, like I always say, let's explain cancel culture. I would never advocate and call Spotify and say, you need to take his music down. No one should listen to it. I'd never do that. I myself think he's the gross human being for the thing he did. He's a great dancer, though. but like, do I lose sleep because Chris Brown got canceled from the NAs? No. You beat up Rihanna. What you doing, man? But, you know, everyone deserves a path to redemption, so it's fine. And it's not like I change it when his song comes on. It's fine. Whatever. Or maybe they cancel because of all the allegations against Michael, which is what I always use that as the gold standard for why we will never, cancel culture will never be a thing. Because for it to be the real thing, we would have to stop listening to Michael Jackson. And ain't nobody on this planet willing to turn off Michael Jackson music, period, point blank. It doesn't matter what he did. His music will thrive. And that's all right. You know what? I've actually recently not changed my stance on MJ. I've been more receptive to the ideas that maybe he didn't do those things. But man, I'm telling you, grown-ass man with a choo-choo train sleeping in the bed with the boys. I mean, if that was my kid, I'd be a little leery about it. I mean, everything, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I always thought, well, there's fire. But maybe not. Maybe not. So there you go. That's your little mini bonus episode about the 2022 AMAs. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for being a supporter on the support platforms. If you're on that free feed, I hope you're enjoying it because you're going to love it. No more ads. Isn't that great? And once you sign up for the tier one, once you make this relationship of ours permanent, you're going to get the free books, Dark Path, Kubrick's Code. You're going to get all the things. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Until next time, stay woke.